Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
For more reaction to the choice of Paul Ryan as Mitt Romney's running mate and other local political news, we're joined this morning by our regular political analyst, Republican strategist Todd Domke and Democrat Dan Payne. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Deb.
Morning, Deb.
Okay, clearly the vice presidential choice of Paul Ryan appeared to energize the Romney campaign over the weekend. And while the last time around in 2008, John McCain's choice of Sarah Palin was a hugely significant issue, is the choice of Paul Ryan comparable? Dan?
Well, I would imagine that Paul Ryan has read newspapers in his life. That puts him way ahead of Sarah Palin. But seriously, I figure by this time next week, we'll begin to learn what was in that Ryan budget. It's a very controversial budget, and Romney is going to have to become familiar with it as well because he's going to have to defend it. You know, we're not going to be debating whether we are better off today than we were 4 years ago with Ryan on the ticket. We may be debating whether you're going to be better off 4 years from now than you are today.
Well, I think that's a good choice because I think Dan's right that it isn't just a matter of that we've had stagnation for the last 4 years, but which presidential candidate would take us into a better 4 years. And while many will obviously find fault with various parts of the very long budget alternative that Ryan proposed, the Democrats are in no position to back an Obama budget because when he submitted his budget to the U.S. Senate, he got zero votes for it. And the Senate hasn't passed a budget in 3 years. So the question will be for people, it'll be a choice of who's really dealing with the math here. If 40 cents of every dollar has to be borrowed by the federal government, if we're heading for fiscal bankruptcy, which team would be more likely to work out some deal?
So the federal budget is the issue and will be the issue for voters. I wonder about that. And I also wonder then, is Mitt Romney now defined by Paul Ryan? Dan?
Well, it's impossible to disassociate Ryan from his plan.
Right.
And it's impossible for Romney to walk away from the plan as well. If it wasn't the Ryan plan that led Romney to Paul Ryan, then why did he pick him? You know, 3/5 of the cuts that Paul Ryan wants to impose on the country will affect low-income Americans. I mean, we're going to lose job training funds, college loans like Pell Grants, food stamps for the hungry. The elderly will have to now shop for health insurance using a voucher. It's so radical that the Catholic bishops said it's a shredding of the safety net and really morally intolerable.
Romney has said that he will continue to stick with the Romney plan rather than simply endorse everything.
What is that?
But, well, but you know, he brought up Dan brought up a good point, though. If Romney didn't want to be associated with this, then why would he have chosen Ryan?
What he does see in Ryan, since that's what Dan asked, is the most knowledgeable man in Washington about the federal budget, about ways to streamline and to innovate. And he did back off his earlier proposal on Medicare, which is still being used as the Medi-Scare tactic by the Democrats. So there's a lot of educating to be done, including to the elderly, to point out that under the Ryan plan, anyone who's 55 and older wouldn't have to worry about any changes, but that most people need to realize that if we don't have some entitlement reforms, these programs won't be there in the future for others if we don't fix it.
All right. Well, let's switch to local politics for a moment. A major issue that came up in the Massachusetts Senate race last week was the state mailing of voter registration information to welfare recipients. Now, Republican Scott Brown says that those welfare recipients are likely to back his opponent, Democrat Elizabeth Warren, and he says that this was a political ploy and it was part of settling a lawsuit from voting rights groups. One of the groups in that lawsuit is chaired by Elizabeth Warren's daughter. So, first off, is it true that encouraging welfare recipients to register to vote could help change the outcome of this election? And what do you think of these charges about settling this lawsuit? Todd?
Well, first of all, it's not that simple. I mean, Brown has pointed out that Massachusetts was the only state to do this particular thing and that they rushed into doing it. And here's the other side. Would Warren's daughter and her group have been pushing this if it was registering more Republican voters? Of course not. And the Obama administration is fighting in Ohio to prevent that state from extending voting for overseas military Why? Because they're concerned that overseas military tend to vote Republican. So there's a lot of politics in this.
Well, how do we know that everybody on welfare is going to be voting for Elizabeth Warren?
We don't know that everyone on welfare.
Well,
we know Scott, it tends to favor her, though.
Scott Brown says we should not register any of these people.
No, that's not, that's not what he said at all. He said the state shouldn't be spending over $250,000 on a mailing trying to get this select group registered over other voters.
Well, if people on welfare weren't against Scott Brown before, they certainly are now.
Okay, obviously, there we have a little bit of a burning issue here, a little touch point. I'm sure we will continue to debate some of these issues and others as the campaigning continues. Todd Domke, thanks for being with us.
Nice to be with you, Deb.
And Democrat Dan Payne, thanks to you as well.
Always glad to help.
Read regular election commentaries from both Dan and Todd at our website, wbur.org.